Free FM.
Penn Jillette.
Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Free FM CBS Radio. This is what Vegas is supposed to be like. It's nice out today.
Nice out. We're having a heat wave.
That was Michael Goudreau saying.
A tropical heat wave.
The way that she moves.
The thermometer proves.
That she certainly can.
That's the way it should be said.
I know. I say can different than I say can.
I want to point out.
I have that New England accent. I say can. She certainly
I want to point out that this is the opposite of the frosty thing because it has a scientific experiment.
Right.
The thermometer proves that she certainly can.
Yeah. The way that she moves, the thermometer proves. Yeah, it is. It's not there must have been some magic.
It's not sloppy about this.
It's
real testing.
They're doing some real testing. 866-570-PEN-7366. Played blackjack last night. I live in
Vegas.
What
are you thinking?
Well, there is the Game Show Network is doing. See, the figure for today, the number for today is $500,000. $500,000. That's the amount of money we're talking about today. Because, first of all, I've been on the radio now before this show. I did Adam Carolla's show, a bunch of other shows in L.A. because I was on to pimp the fact that we're looking for contestants for Identity.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that if you were sitting at home while you're watching Identity and you saw these people on there going, oh, that's Bruce Jenner. He's a ventriloquist. You saw the, you saw those kind of people doing that? And then you saw a gentleman win $500,000 and climb up me like I was a jungle gym. And people jumping into my arms. You said to yourself, boy, it looks like fun to win $500,000 and jump into Penn's arms. Well, Sunday you can go in L.A. to, I don't know what studio it is, go to NBC.com/identity, and there's a form there and everything, and you can fill it out to be a contestant on Identity. Don't write in and say, I'm a shepherd and no one would ever guess. I'm a shepherd in a three-piece suit. Don't say that. Don't call
We don't
them.
Need those people?
No, we don't need those at all. What we need is contestants, people who want to win the big money.
Well, even though you saved my wife's life, she's bitter about it because she wanted to play your game. Because we know you.
It's because you know me.
Friends and family and people that work with you can't play.
Yeah, I know it's true. But she could be a stranger.
Yeah.
I don't know what does she have?
A singer? She's a singer. A mom?
She could look more like a singer than a mom. Could she?
She could.
She could look more like a singer than she does.
Maybe.
No, she looks exactly like
a
singer.
She dressed like Celine Dion.
that's $500,000.
That's $500,000. But what is the blackjack thing?
Blackjack thing is the Game Show Network is doing a thing on the World Series of Blackjack. And there are all these people, this tournament blackjack, which is a whole different thing. There's all these people who've worked hard and dedicated their life to tournament blackjack. And they've gotten themselves through satellites and all around the country to be able to play in Las Vegas. They've earned the right. And then while they've earned the right, they then bring me in. And me and a few other, jive celebrities, so-called celebrities, are going to play blackjack with them. Now, I played blackjack like once in my life. I don't know anything about blackjack. And so last night I went over to the Wynn Casino. I had dinner with my friend Richard, my friend Perry, and Emily, my wife. And we talked about tournament strategy. And they said, here's what they said. These are two of the smartest people I know that play blackjack tournaments and they gamble for a living. They said, try to get ahead in terms of chips and stay there. That's the strategy. That's the strategy. But it actually is not as stupid as it sounds because it's a winner-take-all thing. And I'm playing for $500,000. And the great thing is that they said, this is great, they said you can either use the money you win for charity or you can just keep it, which is true, which is true with all money. And it's interesting because my favorite charity completely overlaps with keeping it, so it's fine. No, I told them that if I won the $500,000, I would give at least a good chunk of it, maybe all of it, to the James Randi Educational Foundation. That's what I said.
Very kind of
But
you.
I'll keep some. I'll buy some chocolate for the
I don't think we have
studio.
To. Gladys sent us some more.
Okay, so you get nothing. But I want, if anybody wants to call in, 866 cash is always nice. Green goes with your eyes. 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. If you have tips for tournament blackjack, I'm going to be playing on the Game Show Network. I'll be taping it Saturday afternoon, and if I win, I come back Tuesday. But you don't care about that because when it airs, that you got, you know, if you were going to watch it. But Tuesday, I'd come back for the final.
How many
table.
People are in this contest?
40.
There's only 40?
So mine.
And there's a $500,000 prize. There's 40 people in it? You don't need 41?
Which means my stake in it is worth $12,500.
That's right.
And the way we think of this stuff. So, they just give me, just for being Penn. It's, hey. Here's a chance to win $500,000. But other people, I think, will know how to play.
It doesn't,
and I don't, really. I don't understand basic play. I'm not that good at. I have to stop and think. But they said I can write on my hand. And I said, can I write some of the rules on my hand, like what I should do? And they went and they had a meeting about it. All the Game Show Network had a meeting. And they came back and said, yes, Penn, you can write the New Testament on the back of your hand if you want. And I said,
that's an unfair advantage. You have larger hands than
most
people.
I have larger hands. So I can write, you know, hit on a 16 if the dealer has a 3 showing and, you know, stuff like that. So that's what I'll be doing. I'll be doing tomorrow afternoon. And if you have any blackjack tips, I can see by the phones not lighting up that we don't have
no
a lot
one
of
has
blackjack
tips.
866-570-PEN, 7366. If you have some sort of, and don't call up with your lucky thing. Don't say, wear my lucky hat. Of course, you could say, wear my lucky panties and send them to me. If you can get them here, FedEx by tomorrow, I'll wear your lucky panties. PennRadio@gmail.com. Did I just make a promise I'm not willing to fulfill?
Yes, you did. And I can't wait to see who responds.
PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. And tournament blackjack is entirely different, you know, than regular blackjack.
Yeah, it seems even dumber.
They tell me that all the skill comes in choosing your bets. Because you have to choose your bet. If it's winner take all, then if you're behind the last few hands, you have to do stuff like, you know, hit a 19.
Right.
You know, stuff like that.
All in. I'm all in.
All in is a very important thing. And one of the ways you can play a tournament is to just bet the highest you can possibly bet every single hand, and then you either win or you're knocked out.
Right.
But I was told that's not as smart a strategy as you should go with.
Yeah, I think looking at what the other people have and trying to have one more than them is probably a fine strategy.
Yeah, you do the opposite of what they're doing. If they're betting big, you bet small and hope that they bust out. You root for the dealer. And if they're betting small, you bet really big. So that the chip balances change. You know, you're trying to beat them all. Someone's called in. Actually, someone has called in with advice, I think. Is this Nick?
Isn't
hey,
it?
Nick. What's up, Nick?
How you doing?
What's your advice for playing blackjack?
Basically, if you get a chance to double down, always go for it.
And what do you have to do to double down? You have to have matching cards, right?
If you're showing 11 or less, if they've got, you know, a 9 and a 2.
Uh-huh.
Basically, if you hit a face card or a 10, you're going to hit 21. Most likely, you know, chances are you're going to hit it.
Uh-huh.
Or if you've got, like, 2 5s, 2 6s, 2 7s, let's say you're showing 2 8s, for example.
Yeah.
You've got 16. Now, if you split them, you're probably going to get 18 on each card, which isn't a bad hand, you know.
I see, yeah. So whenever you get a pair, split it.
Yeah, split it up. I mean, and another key is the dealer shown 6 or less, let's say a 6, 5, 4, 3,
uh-huh.
And you've got, let's say, 13, 14, 15, or 16,
uh-huh.
It's most likely he's going to bust out, so you want to stay.
Okay. Well, that's the kind of stuff they were giving me. Any advice for tournament play?
Just try to get ahead and stay ahead.
Yep, I guess that's
have
it.
More points
that's
at
it.
The end.
Have more chips at the end. Okay, thank you so much, Nick. See, everybody has really good advice on this. Now, Renee French, our dear friend Renee French, the cartoonist and brilliant artist, wrote to me and said, count on your fingers. And I think that is really the best advice he was giving me because I'm not quick. You know, when they have, like, you know, 4625. I have to kind of pull them together and add them up.
Right.
And I think if I count on my fingers every time, that will look like I'm being comedic. It'll look like, oh, Penn's being goofy.
He's so funny.
And making a joke and counting on his fingers. But I'll also be able to figure. Are you really quick at looking at that?
No, but that is my favorite kind of joke. I like the kind of joke that people laugh and think you're kidding and you are dead serious.
There was a magic trick, and I can't give away who did this, okay? And I can't give away what the magic trick was because this is giving you deep information. But there was a card trick that required really intense calculation. Like you had to do really serious mathematics in your head to make this card trick work. Not like three rows of seven. It's really advanced magic stuff. And one of the guys, I'm even going to say his name. I'm even going to say it, Mike Close,
right,
who is a genius close-up
magician.
Great magician. Great magician, genius close, got sick of trying to do the math in his head.
Right.
So he would say to people, what are the chances I'm going to get this right? And they would say, I don't know. And he would pull out a pocket calculator. He would do the mathematics he needed to do on the calculator right in plain view of them, get the answer, and then say, it's 50-50. I'm either right or I'm not. And he would do that joke, get a little laugh, put it back in his pocket, and have done all the math. That's brilliant.
That's a genius.
That's what you call a genius. And
that is absolutely the classic definition of a genius, isn't it?
Counting on your fingers. Counting on your fingers.
Simple solution to a complex problem.
Yeah, that's what it is. What's that? Oh, that's true. I'll do that
Take
joke.
Take your shoes
is that
off.
Is that a common blackjack joke? Because I'll do that. I'll do that joke. He said counting on 21, if you use your extremities, is really fun. You got 10 hands, 10 toes, fingers, and then you go to 21. Here. I will make that joke, Jack. Do I have to credit you or can I just do it? Okay, so when I do that joke, if you happen to watch this show, and it's on the Game Show Network, World Series of Blackjack. I don't know how many of you are going to be watching. But if you do when I do that joke, it's Jack's joke, just so you know. Let's talk to Jared. Hey, Jared, what's up, man?
Hey, Penn, what's going on?
I'm doing very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine over here in London again. But
you're in London?
That's right.
We kept you on hold for like 45 minutes yesterday from London, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, like I told Goudeau in the email, it's not a big deal. Technology solves problems. I call from my computer. It's cheap as anything.
So. Oh, that's right.
I was hoping he was calling from work.
we're still really old guys. You know, when I was a kid and we had to call California, it was like a big deal. We had to all gather around the phone. It was a long-distance charge. And it's really hard to believe that phone calls are virtually free now. So let's put them back on hold.
Why not? That's a great idea.
We'll put them on hold. It doesn't cost that much. He's calling from his computer. Let Jared listen that way. See if we can rake up the money for him. We're talking about me playing blackjack. 866-570-PEN-7366. Yeah, I know, God damn it. Yeah, it is a stupid show. We did a Unabomber, for the love of Christ, earlier in the week, okay? We did serious stuff. We were even talking about doing kiddie porn, you know? Talking about how we didn't end up doing it, but that shows that there's serious stuff that we talk about. And now we're talking about blackjack and the half $1 million. It's Friday. We're tired. You guys are at work. We're talking about stupid stuff today. And if you think you've got something smarter to say than blackjack, call us up. 866-570-PEN-7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com.
We have very serious questions on email.
Okay, I want to get back to Jared.
Why not?
Hi, Jared. See, you're not the guy. You've not become the guy that I hang up on. You're now the guy I put on hold.
That's excellent.
What did you want to say about blackjack?
Well, I wanted to tell you, I personally don't have any tips for you, but I'm surprised you haven't thought of this, because one of our good friends that you and I both know separately does, I'm sure.
Who's that?
Our friend Rummy.
Huh?
Rummy, sure.
Let's get him on the phone.
Of course. Donald Rumsfeld was a big blackjack tournament player.
He was a champion. I mean, he had these crazy techniques that he would use. He was excellent at it.
And he's also got time. I'll have him come over. I'm going to do is I'm going to also see if I can wear his panties.
Oh, well, you know he's got plenty of those.
He's got plenty of those. He collects them off eBay. I'll try to get some of his special sweaty ones. Okay, man, thank you so much, Jared. Now you're the guy I hang up on, just like that. I can play strip blackjack with Rummy. Would you like to see Donald Rumsfeld and me naked on TV playing blackjack?
Would I?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. 866-570.
You tell my boss? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely, sir. Whatever you say, boss. When are we doing another call in about how bad your boss is today? I'd love to see you and Rumsfeld naked on TV.
My boss made me say in public that I'd like to see he and Donald Rumsfeld naked.
That'll
he
be
made me
one.
Say that in public. The next day, we should call it how bad your boss is. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PENradio@gmail.com. PENradio.com. $500,000, you know?
And only 40 people. It seems like your odds are much higher for winning $40,000 than they would for 500,000 than they normally would be.
Yeah, well,
that seems like
my chances
good
walking
odds.
Down the street of winning $500,000 are so close to zero that it's hardly worth calculating, you know?
And this time it's above zero.
Yeah, well, you know, 1 in 40.
Yeah.
Well, 1 in 40.
Do you do that in your head?
1 in 40. I don't know what percentage that is. Can you do that?
It's a half in 20 if you really want to reduce it. No. Okay, never mind.
You mean one in 4?
What half. Your odds are a half in 20.
2 in 20.
No. Not 2 in 20. Half in 20.
Right, half in 20.
2 in 80. We can get this to where it really makes no sense at all.
My chances will be 2 in 80.
We have people asking for your advice, but clearly you have a number of callers with advice.
Let's see what Andy. Andy, what's your advice?
I'm assuming you're playing against other people at the same time. It's not like just you by yourself. And
right, I will be at a table of five people, and if I'm first at that table, I then go to another table on Tuesday. So there will be, of the 40 people, they'll be at how many tables? Five divided by 40. They'll be at eight tables. See that?
And, did you do that on your fingers? Or?
No, I didn't, actually, because division on your fingers is painful. And I will be I'll be at one table. So does that? What's your advice?
Well, I was thinking since you don't play blackjack, the odds of you actually winning the whole thing are fairly low when you're playing against people who actually play this all the time.
Uh-huh.
So I would go in with the what's more fun for pen angle. Play as stupidly as humanly possible, and if you're like one of the first people getting cards, you will absolutely frustrate every other player that's going up against you.
How stupid! You don't mean like hit 21, which you're allowed to do, you know. You can get 21. You can hit. You can win and then make yourself lose. I also found out
if you win some, great. But if you just eat up cards and ruin everybody else's hands, they'll hate you there. But you personally will probably have so much fun watching all the other players absolutely just pull their hair out in frustration.
Are you a blackjack player?
No, occasionally when I go to Vegas, I will play once in a while, but mostly just for my own amusement. I play to hopefully break even for, you know, I'll play a certain amount of money, and when it's gone, I'm like, oh, great, that was fun. But
just so you know, Andy, if you put in a certain amount of money and play till it's gone, that's not called breaking even.
No, well, yeah, I mean, believe me, I understand the concept of losing as easily as winning or breaking even. But I know that there are so many people that in Vegas that are always willing to give you advice you really don't want. And most of the time, it's really just because they're pissed off that you are eating up their good cards. You know, you're hitting on something when you clearly should have stood, and the 10 that came up could have been the one that gave them what they wanted.
Andy, when you're advising Penn to play stupid, it's kind of like telling Mike Tyson to play rough. You know, you're finding the behavior and then reinforcing it. It's not really advice.
Well, and what's really wrong with that? It will also provide fantastic comedy and good television later on, because I'm sure you'll have plenty of things to say as you're, you know, splitting your tens or whatever is going to frustrate people. You know, I think it would be a good time.
Thank you so much, Andy. Thank you so much.
It's like training dolphins. They just want to find a behavior you already do on your own.
Yeah, stupid, and then reinforce it. We're getting tips for BJ, and what we mean by that, of course, is blackjack. We want BJ tips here on the Ben Gillette Show. I'm playing blackjack for $500,000 on the Game Show Network tomorrow. I'm taping it tomorrow. It won't be on for like, you know, a month or something. So
but you're not going to be able to tell us. Like next Monday when we're back on the air, you won't be able to tell us whether you've won or not.
I'll be able to tell you.
I'll just see what you're wearing.
I'll sign.
You're nice to clothing. You're wearing a leather jacket.
I'll tell you. I'll sign a non-disclosure agreement, but I consider that not binding because it's me. 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. We're getting BJ tips, blackjack, because I'm playing. This is Penn Jillette, Free FM, CBS Radio. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette. Very distracted. I'm very distracted. I'm sorry. On the CBS Radio, Free FM. I'm very distracted. 866-570-PEN 7366. You know, this is a wonderful moment. I have an email here from a woman by the name of Do Not Use My Name. That's her name there. She knows who she is, and she has sent me one of the sexiest pictures I have ever seen in my life. It's a picture of her wearing panties and pulling them very tight. She's pulling them very, very tight. And all she says is, these okay or the pink satins? Those okay is not the word. Those are fabulous. Those are great. I absolutely love them. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And the advice we got from a woman named Sarah is don't use your teeth. No, blackjack. That's what we're going to do. Blackjack is the advice we want on that one. Blackjack. I'm going to play blackjack, and I'm going to play it on tomorrow. And I'm playing for a $500,000, so I want to play well. This is Game Show Network, the World Series of Blackjack, which is being the guy working on is the same guy who does Identity. So I'm kind of doing it as a, mm-hmm. as a favor for him.
Well, as a friend or family member, I don't think you can win. I don't think you're like, you know, Vlad has a very good strategy, and mm-hmm. this makes a lot of sense to me, and that is to offer to share the money with everyone at your table if they will fold and submit to you. So you would win at the end of that, and everyone that agreed with you, $77,000 each. Because you would have
to... I'd have to go to the last table and win that one, though.
Seven. No, you could still do the same thing with the last person, and he would get $77,000. Although that's the person you're going to have the trouble with, because they have a...
No, no. When I win at one table, okay, and all I win at the table on Saturday is the right to go and play again on Tuesday. You understand?
Yes, but you've eliminated, by agreeing with your table, you've eliminated a great number of people.
Only four.
No. All of the other tables have only one person coming out of them. So each person that they've beaten is now out without getting any of your money.
No, that's not the way it works. It's eight tables with five people on it. All eight go through it. You dig?
Yes. No.
Okay.
Let's try it again.
They have eight tables of five people.
Yes.
There'll be one winner at each table.
Right.
And that one winner goes on to the next day.
That's right. As the winner of your table, you will go on, but all the people the other people have beaten will be out of it and will not get any of your money.
No, they won't.
Really?
One table. So my table just buys me a seat at the next table.
Yes.
So they'd all be gambling on me to win the $500,000.
Right, but what you've done is to eliminate all of the other people, four from each of the other tables. Then when you get to the next table, you make that agreement with those people. So there are only eight people left at that point, which
right.
are probably split into two tables. So
right.
you will eliminate people. The people that the other people beat
right.
will not get part of the cash.
Right.
Only the winners get part of the cash,
oh, right.
except
okay.
for your original table.
Right, okay. Yeah, but that's if I'm the best player. The better deal would be
to
make a deal
not
with
not if you're the best player. You don't have to play anyone if the people who play against you agree to this.
Right.
The other people
but
have
still,
to be
the next
winners
table,
to make.
I have to, unless I make the deal at the second
that's
table.
That's what I'm saying. Make the deal at every table. Yeah. You win, and everyone you agree with wins $77,000.
And then lie to them.
And then keep the money. Well,
keep,
that's another.
Keep the money.
That's a different strategy.
That's the prisoner's dilemma. That's the hard part of the whole thing. Let's see who else we got. We got, is that Nino? Is that the name there, Nino? Let's talk to, is that Nino?
Yep. You got it. How you doing, Ben?
Doing very well. What are you going to tell me about blackjack, sir?
Well, being a magician like yourself, it's always strategy. I got a couple questions. You know, I don't know if you mentioned. I just tuned in. Is it going to be single deck or is it going to be a multi-deck?
No, there's no card counting. It'll be a lot of decks out of the shoe with a reshuffle. So
okay.
There's no room for card counting. This is tournament play. So mm-hmm. The actual strategy on blackjack doesn't matter nearly as much as the betting strategy.
Okay. Well, we got a couple things there. Now, since it's going to be one down... Let's see, one up. I got a couple things, too. I got to try to give you a quick crash course.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Your aces. You got to find out if you can split your aces twice, and, of course, you always want to do that.
All right.
Let's see. You never want to split. You always want to split your six, seven, and eights.
Mm-hmm.
Don't split your face cards. And as far as where are you going to sit? Did they give you an option?
There's a button that moves around. So position matters a lot.
Right.
And the position changes every time. What I want to be is, of course, last to act on the last few hands, but
right.
I have no control over that because there's people, there's a card that comes up
mm-hmm.
A third of the way through that just automatically eliminates the lowest chip person. So you have to stay ahead the whole time. There's no strategy of lagging behind and then coming through to the finish because they're going to eliminate people as we go.
Oh, wow. See, this is something new. I tell you what. Hey, how about if I email you something? I don't want to share this. You know what I mean, Paisan?
email it to me, penradio@gmail.com. Penradio@gmail.com. Thanks a lot, Nick. That was Nino. Sorry.
Nino's going to send you
some. He's going to send me the real stuff. He doesn't want to share.
Doesn't want to share.
Here's
someone with some advice. Ask to speak to the pit boss while the camera's rolling and ask him for buffet comps while everyone has to wait. That seems like good advice.
That's another joke I'll do. I will do the 21 is a lot of fun to count to on the fingers.
Yeah.
And I will do the buffet comps joke.
This one also asks the dealer what your cards total to after every card you receive. What does that come up to?
Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah. You are allowed to do that.
So I will count on my fingers and also make them do the math. I'll do both. So you guys, you can watch this when you see the world champion blackjack thing. If you've sent in a joke for me to do, it might be edited out, but I promise you I will do all these jokes. And especially to the person whose name should not be mentioned. Send me those panties and a lot more pictures. See, I'm trustworthy now. I did not say your name. You can send me other pictures, nastier pictures, and put a little thing that says don't even talk about it on the radio, and it will be our secret, okay? You got any other advice there, Godot?
Take a break every once in a while or your jaw will get sore, I believe was the other one. But I'm not sure that's applying to...
Blackjack.
Don't
it stands for blackjack.
Don't
be holding the card.
Yeah.
Also, they think I'm going to be talking a lot when I'm on the...
That could
be. That's what they're suggesting.
Yeah.
Let's take another advice. This is from Paul. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing very well, thanks. What advice do you have for me playing blackjack?
If you go to pretty much any of the casino gift shops out mm-hmm. there, you can get, it's a little plastic card,
uh-huh.
and you can sit at the table with it, and it tells you exactly what to do with whatever hand that you may have.
I think what I'll do is I'll get that, and I'm going to tape it onto the back of my hand. They said I could write in my hand, so I'll tape it on.
You should be able to just sit at the table with it. You don't have to tape it to
your
hand.
Yeah, but I think it might be funnier to tape it on like a cheap sheet, like put under my watch, like I'm being really sneaky and pulling it out. And,
well, you could do that.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. So I will be doing that, Paul. Thanks a lot. Good advice.
You should also print one up and give it to everyone else at the table with advice on it. You should print one up that looks a lot like the real one.
But it's completely wrong.
It's completely wrong. I think that's a fine idea.
Hit on 20, do all that. I'm also, you know, Andy Block is a friend of mine, and Andy Block was part of the MIT blackjack team, and he has a video disc out, a DVD. That's what they're called nowadays, isn't it?
The kids call them DVDs. Yeah, I think they call it DVDs, yeah.
I'm going to watch a little bit of that this afternoon and see. You're smiling. You're full head of. You got another funny one?
No.
Okay. You're just enjoying this a lot.
I'm enjoying this. This is fun.
What do you want, Kudo, if I win $500,000?
What do I want?
Yeah. A little gift for all the help
a
you've been giving me.
Gift for all the help. Wow, that's a tough question.
Yeah, I know.
You know, a day off.
You don't want to. You don't want to go over 30 or 40 bucks. You
know, no,
don't,
no,
don't
I
push
understand
your, think, don't push your luck.
A sandwich?
A sandwich would be nice.
Yeah.
What do you like on a sandwich?
You know, the Bobby.
Okay, I'll get you a Bobby from Capriati's.
Capriati's, yeah. A turkey.
Anybody that lives in Vegas knows that is the finest sandwich. I also like their pastrami.
Oh, yeah, the hot pastrami's good.
Hot pastrami's very good.
Yeah, any
but once again, you know, whatever our topic is, whether we start out talking blackjack or kiddie porn, Godot and I will end up talking food. Candy and salty meat are what we talk about. Mm-hmm. Are you going to make that bacon you had?
I'm going to try to figure out how to make that bacon.
Yeah, now that you found all the details.
I believe your wife is coming to my house for breakfast tomorrow, so maybe I'll see if I can figure it out by then.
Is she really?
Yeah.
She hates bacon.
Okay, well, never mind on the bacon.
She hates the smell of bacon.
Oh, that's going to make it rough, isn't
it? If you're cooking bacon, she'll like it.
I'll make something with bacon in it, like a quiche or a frittata.
Don't let her know. Don't let her even know.
Just
feed it to her. It's about time.
How do you lose this job? You what?
This is Penn Jillette, 866-570-PEN, 7366. Tomorrow I'll be playing blackjack for $500,000. If you have any advice, call us up with it, any advice you have at all. Or if you want to get something else you want to talk about, it's a Friday. We'll talk to anything. PennRadio@gmail.com to send all your dirty pictures. PennRadio.com. Michael Godot is across from me wearing the headphones, talking to the mic. My name is Penn Jillette on CBS Radio. Free FM. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Free FM CBS Radio. We'll be playing blackjack tomorrow for $500,000 in the Game Show Network. 866-570-PEN. If you want to give me advice, that's 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. I'm going to ask the pit boss for buffet.
Yeah.
Free buffet. I'm going to have the dealer count up my cards every time.
Yeah.
And use my fingers to count. And do the gag about counting to 21 is really fun using the extremities.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll do all of that. Any other jokes I'm missing?
Card under your watch. Got to hold the cheat card.
The cheat card under the watch. Okay. 866-570-PEN, 7366. Any other advice you have for me playing blackjack?
Someone else has suggested that you get like one of those little ear things so you can hear and just go, what? What? Oh, kind of look under the sky and say, what? What'd you say? Every now and then. Don't hit. Why shouldn't I? Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. We also have Eric writes in for the other people, and it says, don't play blackjack with a magician, you idiots.
Well, you know,
Fine advice. Thank you, Eric.
They're not letting me deal. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. I would love to have Teller dealing, or Mike Close. I'd love to have Mike Close dealing. That would go very, very well for me. We've got a lot of different calls here. I just don't know who to talk to. Let's talk to Ross for a second. What's up, Ross?
Hey, Penn, how you doing?
Never better, boss. What's up, man?
Well, they're going to have the cameras to show your cards, right?
No, the cards are face up in blackjack.
Oh, okay. Because if they had it down, you could just have dirty pictures there.
Yeah, that would be great. Next time I play poker, I'm going to do that. Carry like palm, like a half-dollar size, filthy picture, and just hold it up when I hold my cards. That's a great idea, but won't work for blackjack. Thank you, Ross.
That is a good suggestion.
That's a really good idea. That's a really good idea. You know, Perry Friedman, who's the guy I was talking to, had dinner with last night, he, for some of his poker tournaments, he's a two-bracelet winner. And he does a Senuensis thing where he paints eyes and lipstick on his hand. And then when he shows his card to the camera, he goes, hello, what do you think of those cards? He was doing that all the time.
That's a great idea, too.
That's a really nice idea.
You know, I have never seen that on any of the shows.
And you don't watch all of them, I guess.
I watch a lot.
You watch a lot of poker?
I do.
Yeah. How come we don't play poker more over the house? Because
you don't ever invite me.
We have never have any time at all.
When I have time off, I am typing.
We have no time. We need longer lives. What we need.
Or fewer jobs, which is a bad thing to wish for.
866-570-PEN, 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. You know, I expected to just talk about this blackjack thing in passing. And then the people listening really, really like this. Let's talk to Oliver. Hello, Oliver. How are you?
Good. How about yourself, Ben?
Never been better, boss. What's up?
Hey, I'm the author of a program that the casinos use to catch card counters. So I think I know quite a bit about the game of blackjack.
But you know tournament blackjack?
I'm not that familiar with tournament blackjack, but to the suggestion of the earlier caller to use one of those cheat sheets. First of all, most casinos, I'm not sure in tournament play, but most casinos don't care if you have that card in front of you just out in the open.
Right. Uh-huh.
Now, the other thing a lot of people don't realize is these cheat sheets that you buy in the gift shop, they don't take into consideration that different rules of the game require different strategy cards.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So if you'd like, I'm more than happy to send you over one of our cards that has all the different rules on there, depending what the rules are of your tournament.
I would love that. Penradio@gmail.com. Do you know Andy Block?
No, I don't.
You don't. But can you card count yourself? Can you do that plus one, minus one thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
And what is the software do? What can you talk about that isn't secret and proprietary that your software does? How does it register? What is it seeing? Is it seeing what the wins are, or how are you telling that?
No, actually, what we're doing is we are trying to correlate to see, in essence, if the player is increasing the bets on an advantage shoe or a plus count. And if the player is consistently decreasing their bets or playing the lower bets on the negative or disadvantage shoes.
Right. Now, how is the information entered into the computer? Who's paying attention with the bets? Is it being done automatically on the bets, or is the eye in the sky doing it?
It's actually not done automatically yet, but it's done by most casinos do it from behind the sky, where they just basically sit there, watch the game, and put into the computer the player's betting and playing strategies of when they hit, when they stand, and things like that.
But you can usually tell an awful lot when the spread of the bet changes tremendously, because what you're looking for in card counting is the lowest possible bet when you're learning, and then the highest possible bet when you know. Is that right?
That's correct. Also, today players don't play by the book anymore, because it's just too easy for a pit boss just to pick that up within a couple of rounds.
Sure.
So players these days, they really camouflage quite a bit. So you need a little bit more sophisticated methods to determine if there's really a pattern or if the player's just betting random. So it's not as easy anymore as it used to be, five or 10 years ago.
And were you a? This is your company. You own it?
Yes, it's my
company. And what other software do you do? Is it just do the blackjack card counting stuff?
That's the only thing we do. We are specialized in the game of blackjack, and we analyze pretty much anything there is to know about a blackjack player.
So did you get into trouble doing this, and that's why you started the company? Because I know that's like a lot of safe crackers get into making safes.
No, actually, I think I'm probably one of the few exceptions. I did used to count cards about 15 years ago or so.
You know a little bit about it.
I know a little bit about it.
Okay.
But, I never got barred, never got 86 from a casino, so I've always been just, mainly interested in the mathematics of the game of blackjack more than actually playing the game itself.
And where are you from, Oliver, originally?
I'm originally from Vienna, Austria.
Oh, Vienna, Austria. Okay. Yeah. I was just trying to pick up on what the accent was. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Oliver. Thanks
okay.
so much, man.
Sure.
Well, here we have Bob the Skeptical Christian has sent you some advice. He says you should bring your autistic older brother with you to the Jack table.
Very good advice.
That's good advice.
Excellent
isn't it?
Advice. 866-570-PEN, 7366. PenRadio@gmail.com, PenRadio.com. Let's talk to Ed. What do you say, Ed?
Top of the morning to you.
How you doing, man?
Okay. Your Colt Python.
Yeah.
Is pretty much capable of penetrating most blackjack tables. It's great for taking at your opponents.
Absolutely. So I should not go for the one who wins at cards, but the one who stays alive for the whole game. Is that right?
Got that right.
Yeah, that will always win. The 357 Magnum always wins. Thanks so much, Ed. He knows the Colt Python 357 Magnum. He knows the gun that we use.
Well, who doesn't
in the
know
Penatella
the gun
show?
Uses.
I know. Have you
the
seen
gun.
The show?
Here's another good piece of advice. When you lose a hand, there's another good gag for you. Start to take off a piece of clothing.
Oh, good.
That's
good.
A really good gag.
Very good idea. Very good idea. I'll do that gag, too. Boy, gag writers. We have a whole show. Every time I'm going to do an appearance, when I'm going to do like a Letterman or Leno or something, I should come on, explain the premise, and just have people call in and write in with gags. How come the people that write in with gags are better than the people that call in with gags?
I don't know.
I don't know why that is. I guess because they're writers.
I'm reading 50 for everyone I read to you.
That may be it.
I'm doing some screening.
That could be it. Let's talk to Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey, when you lose, yeah, you shoot the guy. But when you win, you say, winner, winner, chicken dinner. I have no clue where that came from. I hear that all the time in Vegas.
You know, it's really weird. When I was playing last night and losing my $300 goddamn dollars that I'll never get back, I heard a guy at the other table say, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, you got to do that. And, like, you know, you got to throw your hands up and you just got to be a complete jag when you do it, you know?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
We don't know where that comes from. It's not like from a movie or something.
No, I mean, maybe somebody can call in and tell me where that came from. But
we'd
I've been wondering
that for
a long time.
Where winner, winner, chicken dinner comes from. But, you know, I really like a good chicken dinner. See, we always want to get on the subject. good chicken and gravy and biscuits. Remember that place that was on Eastern that had the great chicken?
Yeah.
When is this tournament?
The tournament, I'm playing tomorrow at the Hilton in the Barry Manilow Theater.
And unfortunately, I'll be there on Tuesday, so I'm going to miss it.
If I win this first round, I will be back Tuesday playing. So
fantastic.
You should come by and you should just scream, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Even
if I'm not there, you just scream that. thank you so much, Eric. If I had like 40 people in the audience screaming in unison every time I just won one hand, just scream, winner, winner, chicken dinner. That'd be pretty great. What else you got, Goodell?
Well, a lot of people are looking to try to find out where winner, winner, chicken dinner is from online.
So
if we get an answer, we'll be famous.
We have to get an answer really quickly.
Here's some good advice from Robert. Bet high when you're going to win the hand and low when you're not.
That's
another really good piece of advice.
Very good piece of advice. Once again, with time travel, all strategy gets easier.
Yeah.
Much, much easier with time travel. Go back in time and do best. And Rene French points out that it really should be said, wiener, wiener, chicken dinner.
Wow.
And if I say wiener, wiener, chicken dinner and dance around with panties on my head, she thinks that it'll be a very successful.
You know, she didn't offer to buy you a chicken dinner if you did that. And I think that's what she should
wiener,
have.
Wiener, wiener, chicken dinner. No one has told us where winner, winner, chicken
no
dinner comes from.
No
one knows.
Another advice, try to get as close to 21 as possible. And if you can actually get 21, that's even better.
Okay, good.
So thanks, Tom. A lot of practical advice here.
A lot of very practical advice. Let me see what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be doing cutting to 21 in your extremities is a lot of fun. I'll be asking for buffet comps. I will be I'll be having them add up the cards for me every single time. I may do that because it would just be a good gag, and also I wouldn't make the mistake of listening to them. Okay. What's up?
What I have here, it says a bunch of people went and they asked the older casino workers. It said, years ago, every casino had a three-piece chicken dinner with potato and veggie for $1.79. A standard bet back then was $2. Hence, when you won a bet, you had enough for a chicken dinner. So there you go.
Really? You think that's it?
I can keep looking, but we only got 2 minutes left in the show, so we're going to stick with that.
Thank you, Patrick.
So that was Patrick calling in on the hotline. Winner, winner, chicken. Do you hear that a lot, Jack, when you're playing? Annoying people? That's who does. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be doing that. I'll be doing winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yeah.
Every single time.
Every single time. You can't like do like winner, winner spaghetti dinner. You couldn't do different kind of dinner.
Any two-syllable dinner would be fine.
Two-syllable.
Pad Thai. Winner, winner, pad Thai dinner. No, I think chicken dinner is going to have to stick.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, Chinese is two syllables. Winner, winner, Chinese dinner.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, that ch sound. And ch sound is funny.
Okay.
Actually, I guess from the
That's
Sunshine
probably why
Boys
they chose chicken.
Chicken. That's probably why, yeah. There you go right there. This is Penn Jillette, and I'm going to be playing Blackjack tomorrow from the Game Show Network. Let's take good time for one more call. Pretty quickly, Mike, because I'm going to have to hang up on you pretty soon. What's your advice for Blackjack?
Do what they do in poker, man. Intimidate them. You know how they got the glasses and the hats and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Except you do it with like a sombrero and the fake nose and the mustache. And just pull it off like you mean it.
You know,
the
number of times I said the sentence, pull it off like you mean it, has been a lot of times in my life I've said that.
That was my first marriage.
Thank you so much, Mike. So I'll be going out there.
You're set, man.
Now I don't feel like I'm going out there alone. I feel like I'm going out for our whole radio community. All the people who are listening listening to the show, I feel like I'm going on. I want to win it for them.
Okay, we should also mention that James Randi is on Larry King tonight.
Yes, James Randi. James Randi, the amazing Randi from the James Randi Educational Foundation. Watch him tonight on Larry King. I imagine he's talking about Sylvia Brown, isn't he?
I would guess.
Yeah, probably talking about Sylvia Brown. I know it's a hardship to watch Larry King, but consider it tonight because we will have amazing Randi on. Next time you talk to me, I'll know how well I did this first round of poker.
You start the show with winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, chicken dinner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. And once for Renee French, wiener, wiener, chicken dinner. Woo-hoo! Send more pictures. You know who you are.
Check Penn Jillette weekdays on Free FM.